Greg, British champion, but for you, I guess it's about distances at this stage of the season.
It is indeed, yes. And today was not very good at all, to be totally honest. As I've been saying to everybody, I take my hat off to Dan Bramble. He was a real competitor today. And to be honest, I wasn't ready to give him the title, but I thought he was going to take it from me, because try as I might, jumping over 8 metres today just wasn't happening. For whatever reason, I was exceptionally flat and just not feeling good. And that's incredibly frustrating. Roll back 3 weeks ago, 5 days after jumping 35 here, I jumped 25 in Oslo pretty easy and feeling good. For whatever reason, I'm not feeling great today. But everybody has those days. Some people wake up, you just don't feel good, and I think that was me today.
Does it concern you?
Oh, absolutely not, no. I mean, blimey. I went to Braunschweig last year for the Euro Team Champs, jumped 7.99, came second, went on to win two titles. So you've got to get those dud days out of the way, learn from them as well, and understand how your body's feeling. And then move on from there.
And Beijing must be such a focus for you, because it's the one missing from the big set.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm aiming for. And that's why, again, it's great to win the British Championships, but to only jump 8.11 is disappointing, because I'm much better than that, and I'm determined to prove that and go out there and aim to win a world title. And that's what I'm geared up towards.
When you win a gold medal at your home Olympics, some people might be forgiven for thinking I can rest on my laurels. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure you will. It seems to, for you, just propelled you into some different stratosphere.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because ultimately, people had a bit of a pop after the Olympics, I think, which I think was very unfair. 2013, I had a torrid time, got injured, and that happens. I ruptured a hamstring. I mean, anybody who's done that will know it's not a good injury to have. But fire in my belly, I came back out last year and managed to win two more titles. And believe me, I'm determined over the few years that I've got left in my career to go out there and win more titles. And I say I've got a young son now as well that I want to impress and I want to do well for. So I've got good reasons to wanting to jump far, and I'm willing and ready to do it. So for me, that's where my target and focus is. And winning in London was the catalyst for that to happen.
And the settled home life, the young son you mentioned, the pit in the garden now, I guess all that kind of adds up and brings a certain sort of sereneness, calmness to you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, at the start of the winter, I brought in a gym. My dad helped build some stuff, so we had a gym at the house, so I didn't have to travel for lifting anymore. And then I thought, well, the next level is put a long jump in the garden. And I've done that, and it means I'm not away from my family too much. I mean, I can't do all the work on it because it's only 52 metres long, but I can do all of my runway and jump work in my own garden now. And that's going to be two or three of my sessions a week. And that's great. I can train when I want to train. The track's never going to be closed. Christmas Day, there's not going to be any issues. I can just do what I need to do. And hopefully, if that's what's going to help me win a world and Olympic title, it's a great investment.
And I know more about you than ever now, because I've been reading these blogs. Are you going to start blogging yourself?
Yeah, I was blogging during Susie's pregnancy, and then I sort of stopped. I mean, Susie's the writer, that's what she's a paid professional writer, so from my point of view, she's the one who knows what she's doing, but I just love promoting and following what she says, because it's absolutely hilarious. But I live it every day as well, so we have a hell of a lot of fun at home, and what Susie writes is incredible. So yeah, she's doing well.
Very good insight, good luck.
Cheers, thank you, I appreciate it, good seeing you.